Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
It's 9 o'clock on a Friday morning. I'm Disha Oberoi. You are tuned in to Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. The show is called Morning Number 1. Wow, there are just two answers I'm getting for my question. Half the population has given me one answer. Half the population has given me the other answer, majorly. Simple question. Who was the first Prime Minister from the south of India? That was the question. Hamare pehle Pradhan Mantri from the south of India was the first non-Gandhi Nehru Prime Minister to complete 5 years in office. This man could speak 8 Indian languages, Hindi, Odia, Bengali, Gujarati, Kannada, Sanskrit, Tamil, Urdu. He also spoke foreign languages. English, French, Arabic, Spanish, German, Greek, Latin, Persian. There's a reason he was called the father of Indian economic reforms. His understanding of defense and warfare, he was trained in guerrilla warfare, which I mentioned a bit earlier. Who is this gentleman I've been talking to you about? In fact, when he was the Prime Minister, he actually picked the opposition party's leader, Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ji, to represent India at the United Nations. That was the caliber of this man. Who is he? His birth anniversary today.
Hey, hi, this is Pooja. No, I don't have idea.
Hi, my name is Amit Vaswani. I think the first Prime Minister from South India was Mr. Devegowda.
Hi, this is Rupa. First Prime Minister of South India is Mr. Devegowda.
Hi, this is Arjun. Devegowda is the first South Indian Prime Minister.
I'm Prerna. I think it's P.V. Narasimha Rao.
Hi, I'm Nagesh, and I think the first South Indian Prime Minister was P.V. Narasimha Rao.
Hi, I'm Rakshita. I think the first South Indian Prime Minister was P.V. Narasimha Rao.
Yeah, hi, Lokesh here. It's P.V. Narasimha Rao.
Hi, this is Ramya. I think this is Devegowda.
Hi, this is Rudra. I think this is P.V. Narasimha Rao.
Hi, my name is Maithili, and I think it was Narasimha Rao.
Yeah, so these are the two prominent names that I've been getting messages for on 9880935935. Mr. Devegowda was the 11th Prime Minister of India from Karnataka. And Mr. P.V. Narasimha Rao was the 9th Prime Minister of India from Andhra, which is now Telangana. In fact, he was Dr. Manmohan Singh's mentor. He had appointed Dr. Manmohan Singh as the Finance Minister of India for the historic economic transition that we have seen. Dr. Singh as a Prime Minister may have fallen short, but as a Finance Minister, in my personal opinion, he was pretty commendable. He implemented the International Monetary Fund policies to rescue India from almost becoming bankrupt under the leadership of P.V. Narasimha Rao. If you've watched The Accidental Prime Minister, it'll break your heart to see how P.V. Narasimha Rao, his body was not allowed inside his party's building in Delhi, and a cremation site was not allotted for him. His body was sent back to Hyderabad, even though the then Prime Minister Manmohan Singh said, listen, he has no family in Hyderabad. Why are we sending his family back there? There were no answers to our Prime Minister for the ex-Prime Minister. There's another movie where there's an interesting reference of P.V. Narasimha Rao. If you watched Parmanu, starring John Abraham, it was about the Pokhran nuclear tests. Apparently, Dr. Abdul Kalam has acknowledged the fact that it was P.V. Narasimha Rao who told him, get ready for the nuclear tests in 1996. They weren't carried out because the government in the center got changed after the elections. But the test was later conducted by the Atal Bihari Vajpayee-led NDA government. In fact, Mr. Rao had briefed Mr. Vajpayee on the nuclear plans. That is P.V. Narasimha Rao. And the first person to send me the correct answer, I tried calling you back. I again couldn't get through. Number ending 440, Ravi Kumar. Congratulations! What you win is a meal for two at NH8 at the In Orbit Mall, Whitefield, where this Sunday the India-England match is going to be screened, and Team Red FM, including Tuhin and me, will be present there. So come by, say hello, or Red FM, bajate raho.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Disha.
Morning number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5, Red FM. Bajate Raho.